Well, it wasn't the sunny St. Patrick's Day that we've had in the past, but man, I think it was the longest parade ever. Morning snow, but warm snow, and kids building snowmen along the side of the parade, and people were running out of candy. I'm talking with the leprechaun who started this 34 years ago, none other than Mike Sweeney at the Working Man Store. Mike, I think this was one of the greatest parades, even given the weather, that we've had in the past.
Well, I agree with you. It really was. And last year we had some snow during the day, and it stopped for a couple hours. And it's just a perfect day today. And the streets were nice, and they weren't as wet with the snow, and it just turned out to be a real awesome day.
Now, for those of who were not brave enough to come out and walk on the ice in the snow and want to see the photos of it, there are some great things that I got shots of, Mike, not only of you, but Dave Hutchings had the top down in his Firebird. Can you believe that?
I'm glad to hear that. You bet.
Were you able to keep your car clean?
Yes, I got it washed late this morning and took side streets. I haven't even been on the highway yet.
So, got to have a clean car for St. Patrick's Day. Mike, what first motivated you to start? This is the only St. Patrick's Day parade in the whole state of Alaska. Did you ever think it would be this successful, and why did you start it?
Well, I was on the Merchants Committee, and we had a number of people, and we thought, kind of an Irish parade, you know, for March. And it took off, and We did a pop drop back in the late 80s and early 90s, and that was successful, but not very safe. So we thought maybe a parade would be better. But
well, rarely, in 34 years, I don't know if we've had a Sunday St. Patrick's Day parade before, but it was Sunday, and guess what music I used for my power pacing class today, Mike?
Well, I hope it was Irish.
Well, yeah, and somebody that you know very personally and have brought here and has a recording out. Any ideas yet?
Not yet.
Seamus Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh, that's perfect.
Whiskey in the Jotto.
Oh, excellent.
Bad days are gone. Happy days are here.
Oh, he was great to have here, Beck. It's been a good 10 years or more since we've had him.
But it definitely brings back some memories, right? Oh, yeah. Over there at the crossing, and boy, it was.
Ended up at the Elks for a couple years, too. So
now we're going to have corned beef and cabbage this afternoon?
That's right. Hopefully a lot of people got corned beef and cabbage all day long. So,
Mike, I made my own. I tried something new this year. I smoked the corned beef for an hour. Then I boiled it overnight. And then the onions and the cabbage. And Mike, it was delicious.
Well, I think I might come over for, you know.
We'll have a Polish St. Patrick's Day dinner.
Okay, that sounds great.
Mike, thank you for everything you do for the community, all the things you support, and a great day for the Irish in Soldotna. Mike Sweeney at the Working Man Store. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that Let's Work Out Again sound of KSRM.